Hey, this is Dan Ossipow of Discovery Channel team here at the finish line today for the final stage. The pack is going by us right now for the first time. The sun's actually shining for the first time today in Paris, amazingly enough, but it's still raining outside. And the riders are going to traverse the loop here at the Champs-Élysées. And if you saw the lead into the race today, there was a crash, a scary moment where George Hincapie and a couple other guys fell down in a wet corner. And it got everybody here very nervous, but the guys jumped right back up, obviously uninjured. They split a lot. Lance just somehow avoided the crash. And again, we've kind of preached all along that there's trouble at every corner, particularly on wet roads in the Paris city limits here. So the guys have just gone by us for the first time. They're all spread out along the field here, along the Champs-Élysées. And again, it's a really, really wet day, and the cobbles are slick. But we'll see how many times they're going to go around the Champs here. They talked about potentially limiting the number of times they go around from the A schedule, but we'll have to wait and see how it goes. But the crowd is huge. There's just a ton of people here. A ton of celebrities are showing up. The media is all over the place here. Great to be in Paris. Great to have this race finish up on a positive note for us. So watching the big screen, they just went through the Place de la Concorde and are going to head right back around to see us here as well. So we're excited. We're wet. But again, the sun is trying to peek through. So hopefully for the podium ceremonies, we're going to get some sun on us here. But a great day overall, and no weather is going to change how we feel. The lead pack just went by. There's a couple of riders off the front. What they've had to do, though, because of the dangerous conditions, is actually neutralize the race where they took the GC time of the day after the first time that they crossed the Champs-Élysées, and now they're just really battling for places. So effectively, when Lance finishes, this race is over. His time is not going to change. The time has already been taken. Now they're just going to battle for some places. And there goes the peloton by. On the second time around the Champs, Lance actually looked up to his right, and he waved to his children. There he goes again. They just went by. He waved to his children and his girlfriend, Sheryl Crow, and John Kerry, and the rest that are over there in the Presidential Tribune. But it finally stopped raining. The sun's actually out. It's actually getting quite warm all of a sudden. So it's a real hectic mess here. There's a ton of celebrities trying to get in some follow cars that are stopping right in front of us. It's just real exciting. There's about less than 30 or so kilometers to go. They're going to do all 8 laps. But again, the time has already been taken for the GC. So we're close to the finish line here. They're going to go around a handful more times, and hopefully everybody stays upright. A couple of riders are off the front, and these are just chancers, of course, and we think that some of the sprinting teams will bring the guys that are off the front back, but obviously have to wait and see. The roads are drying very quickly, so hopefully it's going to remain safe and nothing happens to anybody in the last couple laps.
This is Dan Ossipow again. Here we got Vinokourov off the front here. This was the last lap of the final stage of the Tour de France. They're on the Champs-Élysées. They're going to make one more turn around, and then Alexander Vinokourov, who's attacking the entire race, is trying to make a move now, and everybody's standing up. All the cameras are in position for the finish. It should be a great finish. There's half the cameras focused on the race, and the other half are focused into the tribune where Lance's mom and his kids and a whole bunch of family are standing. It's an interesting mix here, but there's a ton of media on the road. They're moving everybody back, getting ready for the sprint here. Vinokourov has a bit of a lead. Lance is in the pack, and we're just waiting for him to cross the line and end this thing with 2 kilometers to go. Okay, they're coming out of the tunnel in the Champs off to the Rue Rivoli. There's got to be 40 cameras being pushed to the side at the finish line. All the team cars are not stopping because they won't go into the full lap. There's 1.5 kilometers to go. They're going right by the Hotel Maurice and the Rue Rivoli. In front of the finish line, there's still a couple riders away, dangling a little bit. Vinokourov is one of them, a French rider as well. They're trying to get some gas here. Up there goes another rider from Saint-Jean. Vinokourov's going to respond to that move. Almost into the barriers and the side of the road. They're playing incredible games here, but the guys think they're going to be caught by the sprint. He's 1 kilometer to go underneath the banner. Skies are clear. The road is dry, thank goodness, so it's going to be a really fast finish. All the riders are moving all over behind the 2 leaders. It's a front stage. It's your rider, Vinokourov, who's been almost attacking this entire race. Under a kilometer to go. Look at these guys playing games. Look at that ridiculousness. They're going to stay clear. They're going to stay clear. They've got one more right-hand turn to make. There's 2 riders away. It looks like they actually are going to remain clear. There comes a 3rd rider up the road. They're making the final right-hand turn. The pack is just behind, but less than half a kilometer here. Vinokourov is on a wheel trying to come around. Another rider trying to gain status as well. The crowd is cheering. The big twist coming to the line. 3 hours and 40 minutes into the race. Can Vinokourov win again? Vinokourov is going to take the final stage of the Tour de France.
this is Dan Ossible here at the finish line of the Tour de France, standing on the Champs-Élysées. It's all over. A gutty, gutty win by Alexander Vinokourov. Actually, a very deserved win for the guy that's basically attacked from almost the opening gun here at this tour. Defeated the sprinters. He outfoxed the sprinters and stayed away, stayed clear to win by a handful of seconds. They may all finish with the same time, as we talked about earlier, but Vinokourov wins a huge stage for T-Mobile. But more importantly for us, this race is over. The first thing Lance did after getting crossing the line is get off the bike and went exactly towards where his family is at their tribune. His kids are there. I'm looking over there now, and his mom is there and very, very emotional with her husband and her family. And it's just an amazing moment to see now. It's all over. They're opening up the streets. They're putting together the final podium. I see Matt White, a former teammate, ride by here. I mean, it's chaos at the finish, but again, it's remarkable that it's over. It's 5:30 in Paris, and finally, the seventh tour is in the bag. No more of this, we have to wait anymore. It's over, and the sun is out. The temperatures, it's in the high 80s all of a sudden. It's an incredible scene here at the finish line of the tour, but we'll see what happens later. We'll see if we can grab some riders if possible, but it's pretty much chaotic here. We have Francisco Mancebo doing some radio interviews, and there's a ton of action towards Lance's tribune. Here's Thomas Vogler, the French champion, rolling by as well. It's pretty chaotic. We'll try to come back in a little bit. This is Dan Ossipo back here at the finish line here. The podium ceremonies have taken place, or about to take place. And Jaroslav Popovic has just been awarded the white jersey for best young rider. He wore it, and if you remember, he lost it for a bit, and he put it back on for good a while ago. And there's Lance there in the back. The image is showing him with his kids and with a yellow Discovery Channel hat on. It's an amazing moment. But great to see Popovic get a huge round of applause from our tribune and also the presidential tribune, where we're all Lance's guests and many LAF people are there. And it's they're showing images of Lance and Popo. I mean, what a great performance. His first Tour de France. He finished on the podium at the Giro. He's been a top six in the Giro and also, I think, top 15. So he could be the future of this team for us. He's tremendous. He's a great climber, a good time trialist. And here we've got some more protocol happening. The Combativity Award, the most aggressive rider is Phonak, Oscar Pierio. He's the rider that George beat up on Plotty Day, and then he won after the rest day. He's up here in the podium about to expect about the award for the most combative rider. I'll come back in a second.
Disons le prix de la combativité, Père Héros, mais aussi Carlos da Cruz, Philippe Gilbert, qui est le combatif du jour, et quelques autres. Père Héros, deux fois dixième sur les routes du Tour de France, des qualités très certainement pour faire mieux encore, et on peut penser que la victoire d'État a obtenu un fond de jour.
OK, here's the moment today. Lance is up on the podium now with his three kids, his twin daughters and his... Luke's not walking all the way up with him, but there he is on the podium with the yellow podium hat. He's up there accepting the applause. He's going to go out on top incredibly after a seventh Tour de France victory. What a way to finish a career, actually, on one of the most famous streets in the world and having your national anthem played in your honor for a seventh straight year. It's incredible. He's up there accepting all the awards and the kisses, and he's bending down, talking to his kids, pointing at the cameras. Obviously, a tremendous moment for someone. He was really, really motivated to have his kids here at the finish in Paris, and wanted to make sure. He said numerous times that the last time they see him as a sportsman, he's actually in the yellow jersey going out as a winner, and they're seeing just that. They're up on the podium. Remember the great shot from years gone by as he is Lance holding Luke up when he was just a baby. Now Lance putting on the jersey, accepting congratulations from Bernardino and others on the podium, and here he is accepting the trophy as well, and incredibly enough for a seventh straight time.
Remettre évidemment le lion de la victoire finale à 25 francs, eh bien, c'est Monsieur Jacques Baudouin, directeur général délégué du Crédit Lyonnais, ravi bien sûr, il en a l'habitude de récompenser le grand champion américain qui n'a pas assez de bras pour tenir tous ses trophées et qui ne cache pas son bonheur. Il avait un peu la larme à l'œil hier d'ailleurs, du côté de Saint-Étienne, l'habitude du concours de montre. Et voilà, c'est M. Baudouin, le ravi, son lion. On va donc applaudir très fort Lance Armstrong.
There he is, Lance, up on the top. For the seventh and last time. The great sight with the triumph in the background. Beautiful sunny afternoon has come out after a dreary rainy day. He's given the lions to his kids. He's given the trophies to his kids. Amazing stuff. What a moment that he'll cherish, I'm sure, forever.
Sous le soleil et le ciel bleu de Paris, un homme en jaune, une famille en jaune, Lance Armstrong, et les